Hello, and welcome to the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us. Today, I am Rocky, and today I'm talking with Seneca from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the topic of global challenges. Hi, Seneca. How are you?
Hi, Rocky. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So on the topic of global challenges, like, let's just jump right into it. What do you do for work?
I work for Gather, which is a hunger relief organization in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And basically, we provide food to those in need. Sometimes that is groceries at our pantry market. Sometimes it is groceries like a farmer's market out in different towns. Sometimes it's prepared meals. In any case, all of our programs center around food insecurity and providing food to those who need it.
Is there a growing need for this in the area?
There's one, a growing need. The pandemic brought out that there are people who are food insecure, but also that there are organizations like Gather that will provide that food. But also our model, which is a low barrier choice, high dignity model, which basically means we're going to not require you to provide a whole bunch of proof that you are hungry, that we are going to treat you as a dignified person because you are a person, and that we're going to let you choose the food that you want rather than us giving you a box. That model brings out a lot more people than to other food pantries.
Okay. And about the farmers markets, like, what's the biggest issue with getting to Gather?
So we are located on the seacoast in New Hampshire, which is great. And our town itself does have public transportation, although it's limited. As you get further outside of our town of about 22,000 people, it is harder to get to us. So we take our food, put it onto trucks and all the infrastructure that we need, and go out to other towns. Transportation is a difficult problem in rural America. And so instead of you coming to us, we go out and set it up. But we don't set it up in a different grocery store. Instead, we set it up in parking lots or in community centers or in schools for people to come through and go shopping just like they were going to a farmer's market, but there is no paying at the end.
Okay. And you had mentioned for Gather, what are the two things you never like to receive?
At Gather, we are always appreciative of donations, whether it is fresh food or dry goods or personal care. But in our experience, the two things that we are often donated are things like ramen noodles, which are already inexpensive, and low-income individuals can afford that on their own. We would much rather see you spend your funds on something that is maybe of better quality. So protein like peanut butter or tuna fish that's a little bit more expensive but has a lot better impact. The other item that we receive a lot of is green beans, canned green beans. We recommend never give them to your local food pantry because we can get them here in the United States from the USDA. We also get pallets of them from many companies. So instead, focus on things like canned fruit. It is nutritious, it's delicious, and it certainly packs a lot of calories.
And a bit more on the positive side, what are some of the items that go out the fastest that you have the most need for?
So basics like pasta and pasta sauce are always in need. Some of the things that are very specific to Gather are things like milk and eggs. It costs a lot of money. Right now, eggs are about $5 a dozen. So those are high quality, high need items. And then always proteins. So canned tuna, canned chicken, peanut butter, nuts, all of those many people can consume. They are high nutrition value.
Well, thank you for your time. This has been the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us.